Thought for today. One who listens is always heard. One who listens is always heard. One who listens is always heard. We think that's kind of a silly statement. One who listens is always heard. But it's not. Because if you are a good listener, people will listen to you. And if you're not a good listener, people won't listen to you. That's just a simple truism. If you take the time to pay attention to what somebody else is saying and give them your heartfelt attention, listen with sincerity. You don't have to agree. Nobody ever says you have to agree with anything, but you listen. Now, it's important to listen, and it's important sometimes not to hear. When people talk, you hear the gist of what they're saying, and if it's not the type of thing you want to hear, for instance, how terrible the September 11th tower crash was, and you are really not interested, you just mentally take your little journey. You say that's something that's very interesting. You really are well aware of that, and then you just don't listen. You know what the person's going to say. They're going to say all the things that are important to them. And when they're done, you can tell. You can tell. How can you tell when a person's done talking to you?
Well, they stop talking.
You're not listening. How can you tell when they're done talking?
They don't move anymore, their lips.
That's right. Their lips are silent for a moment. You know, and they stop moving. Because you're not listening, you see. You're not hearing. You're just watching their lips and thinking, you know, how beautiful their lips are and sort of like that. But when they stop moving their lips, then you turn your ears on again. How do you turn your ears on? By your attention. Your attention is the rheostat that turns on your ears. See, for instance, you have out of the side of your head, you hear someone saying something, and they say, $1 million for anybody. What? You know, you turn your head, you weren't listening, but you heard it and you give it your full attention. 10 cents for anybody, now that's an interesting story you're starting to tell me. That's very good, you know. That does not catch your attention, you see? And so we can turn our listening on and turn our listening off. The guy said, $2 million for anybody, and you're listening. 10 cents for anybody, and you're not listening. It's just a matter of what you want to be interested in. You can turn your interest on and off. You can turn your attention on and off, because it's up to you. Now, if the guy is a, what do you call these people who deal with money? A philatelist or something like that? Or this is a person who knows coins and things like that. A numismatologist or something? They have nice names for all these different things. So the guy, he says, now anyone seen that dime I lost? And, you know, if it were Sylvia, you'd say, you know, a dime is a dime. But that guy, ooh, but how wealthy, how important is that dime? How old is that dime? How mint condition is that dime? What's it really worth? Is that dime worth maybe $8,000-$10,000? That some of them are, you know, some of these mint condition dimes from a number of years ago. So when he talks, you listen, and then you look down and say, oh, here's a dime. What do you know? Is this it? Oh, yes, 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 yes. What's it worth to you? No, you give it to him. And when you do that, things like that, it always comes back. It always comes back. But you see, we can listen when we want to listen. And we can hear when we want to hear. And you can hear 6 conversations at once. Because you just pick out the salient points of each one. And then you can act very intelligent by responding with those salient points. And they'll think, what a genius you are. Yes? So these are things that are very important for all of us to start remembering. One who listens is always heard. I was telling you how not to listen. But I was also telling you how to listen. When you listen to someone who's talking, and you care about them, and you have no distress with what they're saying, pay attention to it. Pay attention. Because sometimes it's your kids, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, or something, or your associates, you know. A lot of you have a tendency to jump the minute something is said and not listen to the whole thing. And because you don't listen to the whole thing, you don't get the whole thing done. You don't get the, you don't follow the directions. Like, I might say, oh, Sylvia, bring me my hat, the brown one. And Sylvia doesn't hear the brown one. She's off dashing for the hat. And she brings me the black one. And I'd say, no, Sylvia, I want the brown one. And she still wasn't listening. So she thinks the tan one is the brown one. And so she goes and gets the tan one and brings back. No, Sylvia, the brown one. And so Sylvia thinks, brown? I didn't see any brown hat. I didn't see a brown hat. No, of course you didn't, because you were looking for the tan hat and the black hat. Now you go back there and you look for the brown hat and you'll see the brown hat. She goes back there and sure enough, there's the brown hat right in front. But she wasn't looking for the brown hat, so she didn't see it. Can you see how that happens? When you're not looking for something, you don't see it. I told you a story about my father with the tools. He said, go out in the garage on the workbench with the hammer, bring it in to me, please. We went out there 6 times to look for that hammer. And then my dad says, if I come out there and find it, somebody's going to get a warm bottom. And so I went out there and found it instantly. Instantly. And it was right where he said it was, in the middle of the bench. You know, anybody would have seen it if they really were looking for it. But we were kids, and we were not listening or looking. We went out there and really didn't hear what he said, and really didn't know what he wanted to do. And this happens to all of us. We don't really know what we want to do. We don't really know how we want to live our lives. Now, what sort of listening do you want to do? What sort of listening, what's the most important listening that you could do in your whole world? And I'll give you a clue, introspection. What's the most important introspection and most important listening? To listen within. Now, you have become so professional at cutting off listening, you know, not hearing what you don't want to hear, that you oftentimes don't hear what you might benefit from hearing. You might benefit from hearing something, and you've learned how to shut it off and go to sleep or something like that. And of course, don't pull an Ilse on us, you know. Ilse, you were sleeping. No, I wasn't. You said this perfect recall from her sleep memory of what we were saying. But was she applying it? See, she's good at memorizing these things, but was she applying it? Was she putting it to work in her life? And the answer, of course, was no. Because most of the things that I'm talking about for her or for others is to be master of yourself. And when you're not master of yourself, you're not happy with yourself, you're not peaceful with yourself, and you don't get anywhere either. So one who listens is always heard. If you are a good listener, you have the whole world at your doorstep. You have everyone wanting to do things for you, everyone wanting to make you happy and give you joyful activities. You have everyone wanting to do that. But if you're not a good listener, nobody cares about you. Nobody cares to do anything for you because they just are not interested. They're not interested in you because you're not interested in them. Now, how can we be more interested in others and listen so that we can be heard? How can we be more interesting to people in our world? Well, we come back to our same old friend, to like ourselves. When you like yourself, then everybody in your world is going to like you. Oh, come on now. I've liked myself a lot of times. People didn't like me. You know? You liked yourself for a reason. If you categorically like yourself, then people will like you. Categorically. That's just the principle of psychology. If a person likes himself, other people may not agree with them, may not approve of the things they're doing, but they have to like them too. Like the kid who was the top kid in high school. He was a top kid, and he was in choir, and he was in a cappella choir. He was in the football, baseball, all the sports stuff. And in school, he got good grades. But he had no aspirations for himself. His father was a medical doctor, and he had five brothers and sisters, and they were all doing well in school, too. But he had no direction or goal for himself. He had no dreams. He had no plan for himself. And I don't mean to say that this is a poor field to go into, although for me it'd be a poor field. I wouldn't want to be part of that type of thinking every day. But he became a cop, a policeman on the beat. Now, they get paid reasonably well, but telling other people how to live their life, sitting on other people's back for obeying or not obeying the laws, well, that'd be not my thing. But it's what Tom wanted to do, and he did it. And with a name like his badge had to be so long. His name was Thomas Bardenwerper. So he had a real long name to fit on his badge. But again, you, are you listening? If he had listened to his dad, he probably would have been a doctor. If he'd listened to his mother, who's a lawyer, he probably would have been a lawyer. Very erudite family, very in tune with education and so forth. But this kid, he didn't care. And other kids who were doing C work in school, they all wanted to go on to college. And they went on to college. But Tommy, he didn't. He just became a cop and took the academy and let it go at that. Now, why do some people do that? Why don't they listen to what's really deep and say, well, maybe being a policeman was what he really wanted to do. I mean, that's, otherwise, why would people become policemen? You know, they could choose whatever, they could be a grocer. He could be a carry-out boy, you know, in the grocery store. He could work in a manufacturing plant. He could do anything. Why would he choose to do something like that? He chose to do something like that because when he listened within, that's what told him what to do. Or, more than likely, this is what told him what to do it. His father says, I won't have you becoming a cop. You become a lawyer, a doctor, a merchant, or a chief, but no cop. No cop. So what did he do? He became a cop. He may not even have wanted to become a cop. That may have just been a passing fancy in his mind, you know, as it is so often for us. But his father forced him to play his hand, forced him to become a cop. Silly things about that life, isn't it? Now, how would the father force him to become something the father wanted him to be? By just gently saying, Now, which one of these are, which one of these would you call the worst profession? You know, and go over the profession to them. Which profession would you like to be in if you had your choice? If you didn't have to worry about education, didn't have to worry about anything, what area would you like to be in? What profession would you like to be in? And he'd say, well, I think I'd like to be an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur? An entrepreneur is a person who's a philanthropist. Well, an entrepreneur is a person who's a philanthropist, so big deal. That's what I want to be. But a philanthropist is a person who has a lot of money to give away. That's what I want to be. A person who has a lot of money to give away. So, you see, with his father taking a different point of view with him, he could very readily take a different point of view with himself. Now, truly, the father did not think being a philanthropist or a entrepreneur was too good, because an entrepreneur oftentimes loses money. He loses them by the millions. And how does he lose money? By making a bad investment. Of course, a philanthropist isn't supposed to make an investment. A philanthropist is just supposed to give the money without any question and get out of town, not paying attention to how it's being used. And a philanthropist is the same thing. But an entrepreneur is a person who takes an idea and develops it and manufactures it and sells it and makes a mint of money. Mark at the moment is looking at being an entrepreneur. And he's got his whole job working for him there. But also, Mark is an entrepreneur with his aircraft factory. Mark is an entrepreneur with his medical knowledge on things of interest to him. Mark is an entrepreneur in working with people because he has people working for him for virtually nothing and loving working there and wanting to be with him. Mark is an entrepreneur in many, many ways, as everyone is. So when a person is an entrepreneur, what are they being an entrepreneur about? They're being an entrepreneur about those things that are important to them. They listen. They listen within, and they hear what it is that turns them on. And it's very fascinating. Very, very fascinating. So, one who listens is always heard. And this is very important for all of us. One who listens is always heard. So listen to your mom. Listen to your world over there. And decide how you want to respond to them. And respond. But don't respond in the way they want you to respond. Respond the way you want to respond. And all of us, as we listen within, these miracles happen. So, now we're ready for Ingeborg and her wonderful talk. Thank you for your wonderful attention.